It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, felony charges for bail jumping in Wisconsin have more than doubled over the last decade or so. We'll talk to a state lawmaker whose bill would make changes to prosecutions of bail violations here in the state. First, Judith Sears-Poisson joins us now because it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Your chance, the last day to support great conversations here on the Ideas Network. Your gift of any amount makes a really big difference.
Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. That means that your support funds Central Time as well as all the other WPR shows that you count on. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from 28 people who gave last hour. Thank you so much if you gave this hour. We have a goal of, looks like 15 gifts this hour.
And these hourly goals are important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong here on the Ideas Network. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio in part because we're commercial-free. That means we depend on other sources of funding. The state, federal, and business sponsors are important, and there's another source that's really important as well.
It is you. The largest piece of the funding for WPR programs comes from you. Your support makes all the difference. It's the backbone of how things work here. When you give, you keep quality, independent conversations, news, music, and entertainment on the air. So make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This last day of the drive is your last chance to get in on this exciting drawing for a $500 travel agency gift card. You'll have five chances to win. No contribution is necessary. You can see the details at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you'll get automatically entered when you make a donation of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may have heard the phrase, think big. It's an expression you can really put into practice by listening to and then giving to Wisconsin Public Radio. When you listen, you get the best music, talk, and news, and it encourages you to think big.
When you donate to keep that high-quality music, talk, and news available to you and your community, your gift of any amount is then added to the gifts of others to make really big things happen on Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting WPR right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift then supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have already gotten four gifts, which is wonderful. Thank you for that great start. Looking for 11 more in the next 45, 50 minutes or so. We're looking for you to make your gift now. It is the last day of this winter member drive. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last chance to get on that drawing for those travel agency gift cards. Also, last chance to pick up the new Wisconsin Public Radio knit hat, at least for now. $20 a month or more. If you give that amount or more, you can ask for the new Wisconsin Public Radio winter hat. It really is snazzy. It can be yours. You can show your love for Wisconsin Public Radio when you wear it.
Rob Ferret, big fan of that.
I am a fan. I will have one myself when they come in.
Well, Sammy in Wanakee says, WPR is by far the most reputable, in-depth source for issues in my life. As a young adult, I'm proud to say that I've made it a priority to become a sustaining member. Sammy, thank you so much for that. If you're not a sustainer yet, you can become one right now. You set up those easy monthly donations from a bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think about all the conversations you've heard just on Central Time, not even thinking about the morning show and the news and Larry Mueller and all the other great shows you can hear here on the Ideas Network. The variety of things we cover, fun stuff, people doing cool things around the state, important doings in the state legislature, big issues in national politics. We're watching what's going on in the world and in the worlds of art and science and music and so much more. Think about what that is worth to your afternoon and then make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, when you make your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you will also be entered into that drawing for a $500 travel agency gift card, five chances to win. But the biggest prize is that you get to turn on the radio every day and find WPR. So make your gift now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Now, felony charges for violating the conditions of bail, also known as bail jumping, have gotten a lot more common in Wisconsin. Between 2011 and 2018, the number of bail jumping cases in court more than doubled. That has some lawmakers seeking changes to how the state prosecutes bail jumping. A new bill introduced by Democrats in the state legislature would reclassify it as a misdemeanor across the board and reduce the maximum sentence for bail jumping, among other proposals. David Crowley is a Democrat representing the state's 17th Assembly District in Milwaukee. He's an author of this legislation. Representative Crowley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Well, let's start with the definition here, because I got to be honest, when I think of bail jumping, I think you're out on bail and then you go away or you skip your court date or things like that. That's part of it, but a lot of other things can be a part of bail jumping. Can you tell us what that means?
So you're absolutely right. So bail jumping at face value, as many people take it, is a person not showing up to court for whatever reason it may be. But a lot of the times there are different types, there are different conditions that could be set onto your bail. So, for example, not having any beer could be a condition of a bail, or not drinking, or having a curfew could be a condition of a bail. And so one of the things that we've seen, as you stated, we've seen it doubled in the past decade, and we've seen that bail has been used to leverage guilty pleas, which pretty much takes away a person's due process. So we want to find ways to basically create a universal law around bail making sure that it is consistently charged to different individuals, and they're not, and that we're not using bail as a way to leverage people's rights whenever a crime has been convicted.
Why do you think we have seen that big jump in that that 7-year span in felony bail jumping charges?
Well, it's one of the top 2 and 3 most charged charges that we see, and so I think it's really to use as leverage. And so many of the prosecutors throughout the state of Wisconsin has used bail as leverage in order to get people to come back to court. But at the same time, it can really hinder a person's due process. So, for example, if you are being charged with a particular crime, you may actually be found not guilty of that crime. But if you either skipped out on your court date or violated one of those conditions of bail, you may actually be facing more time with bail jumping than the underlying charge. And so we just want to make sure that there's some uniformity when it comes down to it, but also making sure that, you know, we're giving people their due process, their right to be in court, to actually fight their case. But more importantly, making sure that we're not using this to just leverage time. What we've seen throughout the years is that, you know, we've charged many people with bail jumping, but a lot of those charges, almost 50% of those charges, have been dropped, particularly here in Milwaukee County, and I think 31% across the state. And so we can't use bail as a way to leverage people when it comes down to the time that they are being served.
And before we get to some of the specifics of what your legislation would change, Representative Crowley, I want to make sure I'm clear on one more point. If I'm charged with a misdemeanor and then I am charged with bail jumping, say I have that beer in violation of the order, it's a misdemeanor, and then the bail jumping is a misdemeanor. If I'm charged with a felony, that same beer would get me charged with another felony? Do I have that right?
Correct. So if you are being charged with a misdemeanor and you bail jump, that could be up to 9 months in jail, up to $10,000 in fine. And if it is a felony, bail jumping could be up to 6 years in prison, up to a $10,000 fine. So you're absolutely right. And so there are times where, you know, let's say you wrote a bad check and you're being charged with writing a bad check and you're facing 10 years. And while you're out on bail, you decide that, you know what, you're stressed out and you're going to have 2 beers. Even though having 2 beers has absolutely nothing to do with the underlying charge. Let's say you're found not guilty for writing those bad checks, but because you had 2 beers, now you're going to be charged twice with felony bail jumping, and now you'll be facing 12 years because of the bail jumping charge versus the underlying charge, even though you were found not guilty.
Now, the argument might be, okay, hey, you want to demonstrate to the court that you're going to fly right from here on out, whether you were guilty as charged or not. You know, why not follow these bail rules to the letter? Why? What would be the incentive to not follow them to the letter?
Well, when we think about bail, we should be, just like when people think about it at face value, we just really want to have these people come into court and making sure that they're taking responsibility for whatever they're being charged with. When we think about all these different conditions that goes along with bail, the data isn't saying that this is actually helping. We are actually putting more people in jail. We're actually eliminating people's due process. So it's extremely important that we have have some uniform to how we are charging bail across the board, whether you have a felony or a misdemeanor. And so when we think about criminal justice reform, being more punitive is not what's going to help us keep people out of the prison system and help us save money to make smarter investments like into education. We have to actually look at the data and find different ways in making sure that we are looking at criminal justice reform at its core. And if you look at about 45 different states across this country have been doing criminal justice reform legislation, and I think it's time for Wisconsin to catch up.
We're talking to State Representative David Crowley from Milwaukee right now about bail jumping here in Wisconsin. Coming up, we'll look more closely at a bill he's introduced to reduce the maximum sentence for those charges and make bail jumping a misdemeanor, among other changes. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about how this works? Is this something that's affected you or someone close to you, a charge for bail jumping that was maybe even more than the actual original charge? Do you think these laws need changing? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation now with Democratic State Representative David Crowley about Wisconsin's bail jumping laws and his bill aimed at changing them. Representative Crowley, let's talk about now what specific changes your legislation would introduce.
So basically what this bill would do is we would say that any form of bail jumping would now be a Class B misdemeanor. So if you violate any conditions of your bail, not show up or whatever the conditions of your bail may be, it could only be charged as a Class B misdemeanor. But also more importantly, it's also making sure that you can only charge bail once per underlying charge. So with the example of having two beers, if you had two beers, you would only be facing one count of bail jumping versus two counts of bail jumping. So it's really, again, to bring some uniformity to the way that we charge bail jumping across the state.
Let's bring on a caller now. Dan is with us in Eau Claire. Dan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What do you want to bring up, Dan?
Yeah.
How you doing?
I just noticed that this bail jumping situation came about when the Walker administration came in and private prisons came in. That made it more easy to revenue the people that are being put in prison. And if you don't have to put them through court, that's just all the easier that you can put them in and earn money as a private prison owner.
Dan, thanks for the call. Now, you do, these are charges. They would still have to go through a court. It's not, you're not instantly put in prison under the current system under bail jumping. If I have that right, Representative Crowley?
That is absolutely right. You still have to go through the court system.
Dan, thanks for that call. But Dan, pointing toward a wider point of kind of the rise and fall of tougher on crime policies that end up putting more people in prison or jail. Representative Crowley, is this bail jumping issue part of that wider issue?
I think absolutely. I mean, we just heard on a bill not too long ago where right now what they want to do is that if you're currently on probation and parole, which this just passed the assembly this past maybe last week Tuesday, no, this past Thursday. If you're on probation and parole and you are charged with a new crime, they want to be able to send you right to jail. And the thing is that when we think about, being quote-unquote tougher on crime, we know that we need to start being smarter on crime. Being more punitive is not what's going to keep these communities safer, and it's not going to stop people from committing the crimes. We need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to make upfront investments and making sure that we're keeping people off the streets so they don't have to conduct any type of criminal activity. But again, we have to find ways to really rehabilitate individuals throughout the state of Wisconsin. We can't continue to spend more money on locking people up. And if we really want to see the crime going down, we need to follow with all the 45 other states have done across this country, which is truly look at criminal justice reform. And we've seen it. They have the data where not only is crime going down, but less people are going to prison.
Thanks for that call, Dan. Another related concern, Representative Crowley, is over the cash bail system, where if you can't afford your bail, you effectively stay in jail while you await trial, even if a bail is set. Is that something you also see as a concern?
I definitely see that as a concern. Nobody should have to lose their job because they cannot afford to get out of prison. I know that, or get out of jail. And I know that there are some counties and some cities and some jails where, you know, you can do a signatory bond. But we really need to be focusing on how to eliminate cash bail in general, because the only people who are suffering under the cash bail statute are those who cannot afford to actually pay to get out of jail. And so we have to look at every possible way in making sure that we are not disrupting the lives of individuals. Our criminal justice system says that you are innocent until proven guilty. And so we need to make sure that we're treating every person that way. And I know that when we think about some of the most egregious crimes, you know, a lot of times they're not even, you know, bail isn't even set forth for these individuals. So let's not make it seem as if we are talking about, you know, the most egregious crimes, the people who are committing some of the most egregious crimes when it comes down to bail.
Now, getting to the process side of things here, at least one Republican, Representative Shea Shortwell, has spoken out in support of this legislation. Do you see enough, given there's a Republican majority in your chamber and the Senate, are there enough Republicans you think who could get on board with this to make it a reality?
I think that we can. Right now, we have to have an informational campaign. Not enough people throughout the state, and many of my colleagues, really understand what bail jumping is. Again, when people look at bail jumping, they look at it as, well, somebody who just didn't show up to court. But there are many conditions that a judge can set when it comes down to bail, and those conditions can be limitless. I gave the example of just alcoholism, but it could be other things as well. And so it's extremely important that we continue to educate our constituents, educate our colleagues on what needs to happen when it comes down to criminal justice reform. I commend Shea Shortwell, Representative Shortwell, for his leadership on his side of the aisle. He definitely understands the need of criminal justice reform, and I look forward to working with him in the future when it comes down to just that.
Representative Crowley, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
David Crowley is a Democrat representing the state's 17th Assembly District in Milwaukee. He talked with us about his bill aimed at changing Wisconsin's bail jumping laws. Felony charges for bail jumping in the state have more than doubled since 2011. Coming up, our state capitol reporter brings us up to date on key issues in the home stretch for state lawmakers, including tax cut proposals, school spending, and much more. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Judith Sears-Poisson is in the studio with me. Your support is so important. It powers the programs that keep you in the know and entertained and informed and inspired. Programs like, I hope, this one, Central Time.
That's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it. It's really a unique model. You've been meaning to give, so do it now on this, the last day of this winter member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 15 gifts this hour. We've gotten our first. Things flipped around there. We've got our first 11, and now we need at least four more.
Right,
it was the other way last time I looked. Yeah. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much if you've given just now or throughout the drive or if you're a sustainer. If not, let's put this one over the top on this last day. End on a strong note. Make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Like we've been saying, WPR program. Programs like Central Time are listener powered. That means that your donation right now really does make a difference. So show your support for the Ideas Network, for Central Time, for all of your WPR listening at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That last conversation is an example of one of the kinds of things we do all the time here on the Ideas Network. We bring in people in the news, state lawmakers in that case. They talk about the issues that are important statewide and in their own district, issues that they're working on legislation on in real time at the state legislature. You get to hear from their own mouth what they're working on and why they think it is an important way to help the state. It's an example of the kind of informative, state-focused conversation we have all the time here on Central Time.
And it's one of those topics that I have to say I did not know much about until hearing on Central Time. So that's just an example of the kind of informative and really thought-provoking conversations you get here every day. Your donation at WPR.org, 888-202-2552, makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And one other thing you might not have been aware of, this word we keep using, sustainer, becoming a sustainer this drive. What is that? Well, that's when you make ongoing monthly contributions from your bank account or maybe your credit card. Here's a nice extra benefit. As a sustainer, you're automatically entered into all of our member drive drawings.
And there is a great drawing going on during this drive. We have a drawing for a $500 travel agency gift card, and you'll have one of five chances to win. That's a pretty cool gift. Start your ongoing monthly gifts today. You'll be entered in this drawing and all future ones when you become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whatever your reason is for listening to the Ideas Network in Central Time, that's also your reason for giving. Maybe WPR is your source for in-depth news or interesting conversations about a variety of topics. Maybe you love the weekend shows.
Ask yourself, why am I listening right now? And then give for that very reason at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, because your support is what makes WPR happen.
An extra reason to give on this last day of this winter membership drive, the new Wisconsin Public Radio winter hat, yours if you ask for it with a gift of $20 a month or more. It says loud and clear, Wisconsin Public Radio on it. You can show your support while keeping your head warm.
It's got a good pom-pom, too.
It's got a great pom-pom. It is a fine hat, and you can get yours when you give, again, $20 a month or more right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Lenny in Amaro says, I drive coast to coast for a living. I always breathe a sigh of relief when I get within range of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm not from Wisconsin, but I donate for your standout programming.
Wow.
Wow, Lenny, thank you so much. And I should say it's Lenny in Amaro, not from Amaro.
From
thank you, Lenny, so much. Join Lenny right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a tax cut plan that would use up state surplus dollars has landed on Governor Evers' desk. What happens next? WPR's state capitol reporter joins us for a look at that story and more as the current session draws to a close. Right now, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, the last day of that drive. Judith Sears-Poisson joins me in the studio to remind you that listener donations are the largest source of funding for all your favorite Wisconsin Public Radio programs. If you've been meaning to give, do it now because the drive ends at 7 o'clock. Go now to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
That's right. It's easy to think, oh, you know, I've got time. I'll get to it. I'm a little busy now. But today is the last day of this drive. It is your last chance to show your support for Central Time during this drive. So if you appreciate the conversations, the information that you get on Central Time on the Ideas Network each and every day, give now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You come to the Ideas Network for discussions about, well, ideas, whether it's an interesting little fun fact or something big that could change history. And I bet you find yourself sharing what you've heard, maybe with friends, family, or coworkers.
Your whole day can be changed by something you hear. That's the power of great radio programs like the ones right here on the Ideas Network. And that's the power of your support.
This winter membership drive is your opportunity to be part of the radio service that you and thousands of other people rely on. Make your difference. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're hearing me right now, you're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners, and we're really glad that you are. Whether you've been listening for years or maybe just a few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
If you've never given before, start with a gift of $120 or better, make it an ongoing gift of $10 a month. Your contribution of any amount makes you a member, and because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a cozy new thank you gift this drive. It's the WPR Knit Hat. Show off your support through our long Wisconsin winters with this white and navy cap featuring gold stripes and a burgundy palm. It's made in Wisconsin, and it'll be your new cold weather essential. Ask for yours when you give $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 right now. Here's how.
You can do that at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of your favorite programs and maybe get that hat. Rob Ferret here with Judith Sears Poisson on Central Time. Your support right now of the Ideas Network keeps it all going strong. Whether you give $10 or $100 a month, whatever amount you give, we really do appreciate it, and we do rely on your gift.
Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll support Central Time tomorrow. Well, what you should say to yourself is no.
There is a tomorrow.
But today is your last chance to support Central Time during this member drive because today is the last day of the drive.
That's right. Just a few hours left now. Don't delay. Join this great community of people coming together right now to make great radio. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We always ask you to give the amount that's right for you. And if it's helpful to use a formula, look at it this way. Say you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard. If you paid a dime for each one of those, which is, you know, pretty reasonable, I would say, that would work out to $10 a month. If that math adds up for you, pun intended, make a gift of $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And in addition to funding the programs, your donation enters you into a drawing for a travel agency gift card. Five lucky winners will enjoy $500 to spend on their next travel adventure. Sustainers, if you're making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered. If you're not a sustainer yet, sign up now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552, WPR.org. Stephen in Madison says, I just started listening to WPR recently and am so impressed by the focus on issues I find fascinating and worthwhile. I'm a listener for life now. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. If you've been listening, maybe you're a new listener, but you really like what you hear. Maybe you've been listening for decades. Show your support for Central Time, for the Ideas Network right now on this last day of the Winter Member Drive. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We had a goal this hour on this last day of the drive of 15 gifts. We are blowing past that now. We're up to 17
awesome.
Already. That's great. Because, you know, through the drive, there's some hours where you fall a little short here and there. And now we can make up for any of those hours where we had a little lost ground, stay on track for the overall thing and for the future of your favorite Ideas Network. Give now. Let's blow past this goal. It's your last day to give during this drive. Give now. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. What will Governor Tony Evers do with a roughly $250 million tax cut proposal that the legislature delivered to him? What are the fates of a package of bills that would help Wisconsin's dairy farmers? Those are just a couple of the questions coming out of last week's sessions of the state Senate and Assembly. The Senate is scheduled to meet one more time next month. The Assembly had what should be its final working day of 2020 last Thursday. To help us sort through these questions and look at what the future holds for a number of state legislative measures, we called up WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White. Laurel, welcome back to Central Time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
One of the big stories coming out of the legislature here is what to do with this projected budget surplus. Lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, looking at an income tax cut proposal. What's in their plan?
So Republicans in both the state assembly and Senate have approved this tax cut proposal. Basically, what it would do is it raises the maximum standard deduction for all kinds of income tax filers in Wisconsin. It would save Wisconsin taxpayers an average about $106 a year. They say that's you know, returning the surplus money that they got from tax collections to taxpayers. They also want to change some property tax collections for businesses in Wisconsin in terms of how they handle the value of some businesses' equipment, giving them a little bit of a break there. And then they also want to pay down about $100 million of the state's current debt.
Governor Evers had a different idea of what to do with this budget surplus. What was he looking for?
So he did. He had a very different idea. What he wanted to do was put more money into K-12 education in Wisconsin. Obviously, education is a big deal for him. And then kind of as an offshoot of that, cut property taxes a bit in the state.
Now, check me on this, Laurel. This is a one-time budget surplus. This is how our current budget plays out, given the realities of tax revenue and things like that. But both the Republican plans and the governor's plans are ongoing budget commitments for the future. Do I have that right?
That's right. So, and that's definitely part of the conversation when these proposals come out. And that was a big point of contention for a tax cut that was passed soon after Governor Evers took office. Actually, Republicans had a tax proposal then that the governor vetoed because he had concerns about a long-term funding source for a tax cut. So that hasn't been as much a part of the conversation here. Essentially, this would be using a one-time influx of money to pay for the tax cut now, and then the budget would just have to accommodate that in the future.
Before we move on from this, lawmakers have passed this. It's up to the governor now. What's the read on whether he's going to sign or veto this?
That's kind of a million-dollar question right now. We really don't know for sure. He's obviously been pretty critical of the plan since it was first rolled out because he had his own idea about how he wanted to spend the money. So he's not exactly receptive or warm about the Republican plan that's on his desk now, but he hasn't said outright that he's going to veto it. So we're just going to have to keep a close eye.
Moving on, there's also a suite of bills aimed at bolstering Wisconsin's dairy industry after years with a lot of dairy farms going out of business in the state. We have a lot coming from the governor, from state lawmakers. What are some of the high points of these proposals?
So I think one of the big proposals that people have been talking about focuses on dairy exports from Wisconsin. It would task the state agriculture department and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to work together to increase dairy exports from Wisconsin to at least 20% of the nation's milk supply by 2026. An amendment to that bill also looped in meat and crop exports and increasing those as well. So kind of setting a new goal and priority there, putting some state resources behind that. There are a couple tax proposals that have to do with farmers being able to deduct health insurance costs from their income taxes, some costs of agricultural buildings on their property from property taxes, and then a bunch of different state grants that would go to small dairy processors across the state to support their work.
What are the prospects for this variety of bills? All of them expected to pass, or is this going to be a mixed bag?
That's kind of another uncertainty right now in the legislature. These all passed the state assembly last week with overwhelming bipartisan support. They did really, really well. But they're a little bit of a question mark in the state Senate. The state Senate hasn't had the opportunity to weigh in on particularly some of the changes that were made to these bills as they worked their way through the process. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says his members are still assessing them and seeing what they like from this package. The Senate is expected to come in sometime in March for its last day of the year. So we're not going to know for sure until these bills are taken up on the floor or bypassed and never voted on.
We're talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about some of the many pieces of legislation in the closing days of the legislative session. Here's one, Laurel, that kind of came out of nowhere as a controversy. This effort to prevent future backlogs of evidence kits in sexual assault cases. This had been a big problem. The state got caught up. Attorney General Josh Call, a Democrat, was supporting a plan to do something about this. It passed pretty handily in the Senate. Then what happened?
So essentially what happened was it's gotten kind of backed up in the state assembly, and then the state assembly ended up passing a different bill that's enough of a sort of diversion or deviation from the previous bill that the Senate would have to take up those changes in order for it to go to Governor Evers' desk. And it's looking like that's not going to happen. So the assembly version of the bill added some things that Democrats were really unhappy with. They called them poison pills, actually. So what the assembly bill added was some language about individuals who are in the country illegally. And if they are accused of sexual assault, they would have to be reported to federal immigration officials. Another element of the proposal would allow victims of sexual assault to be automatically eligible for the state's private school voucher program, regardless of any previous block on eligibility that they may have had just because of state requirements for that program. So really, those are two things that Republicans and Democrats in the Capitol tend to disagree about a lot, right? Private school vouchers and immigration. So that getting looped into this bill about processing sexual assault kits in Wisconsin was a really contentious debate in the assembly and the subject of a lot of strong words as the assembly wrapped up its work this year.
That said, Republicans have majorities in both chambers. They don't need Democrats. Is there a thought that Senate Republicans would take up this assembly version and run with it?
It's looking like that's not going to happen. Based on what Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has told us thus far, he said that the Senate was pretty happy with the bill that they passed, which didn't have those additional provisions in it. That was a bill that had, as you mentioned before, pretty broad bipartisan support, had the backing of the Attorney General as well. So I think, at least according to what Senator Fitzgerald has told us so far, they're just going to stick with that previous action and not act on this new assembly bill.
All right, so those are some of the big news getters there. Let's do a little lightning round here, Laurel, and look at some of the many items out there. Changing the bar closing time to 4 a.m. in a handful of counties for one big reason. What's going on?
So this is a big one. This kind of led the assembly to stay in extra late for its last day of session last week as people were debating this and figuring this out. Basically, what it would do is it would allow 14 counties in Wisconsin to have bars stay open until 4 a.m. during the Democratic National Convention, which is, of course, going to be in Milwaukee in July. Some lawmakers have expressed concern about that, saying, you know, that's just going to lead to more people who have had too much to drink being on the roads in the wee hours of the morning. Other people have said, you know, we're hosting this big national event. We want to provide services to these people and have establishments open late to serve them as they'll be out socializing after the convention is over. So that's out of the assembly now. It passed with a pretty solid bipartisan vote, actually. It was a vote of 85-12. So lots of Democrats joining Republicans on that. But we're not exactly sure, again, what's going to happen in the state Senate with it.
Then there's the minimum age to purchase tobacco products in Wisconsin to 21. This has already changed at the federal level. I'm told it does matter here in Wisconsin. If we do it, where is that now?
Yeah, so that is a proposal that's tied into some federal changes. That passed the assembly last week, actually with a unanimous voice vote. So really strong support for the proposal, but it has yet to be taken up in the Senate. And I haven't heard a lot of discussion about that in the Senate. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one moves forward if it does.
A tough on crime package passed by Republicans going to the governor now. What is it? What are we expecting or looking for, at least from the governor?
So this is something that has been really contentious in the Capitol over the past several weeks. This is a Republican-backed package of bills that basically increases criminal penalties for a variety of things in Wisconsin. One proposal in particular would send people or recommend a hearing to send people back to prison if they commit another crime when they're out on probation. Another proposal would increase the number of things a juvenile offender could be imprisoned for in Wisconsin. Republicans are pushing this as a way to respond to and kind of crack down on crime, whereas Democrats have said this isn't how you deter crime. It's a very philosophical difference here. And they say that our prisons are already overcrowded and the state doesn't really have the money to house more individuals in the prison system. So what it's looking like right now is that these bills that are on Governor Evers' desk are not going to be signed. It looks like he's most likely going to veto these bills.
A lot more out there, Laurel. Anything else leap out to you that you're really watching for the outcome on?
Well, we're just keeping an eye on the state Senate. As you know, I mentioned they're expected to have their last day of voting coming up sometime next month. So we're really in the final stages of this legislative session. And whatever kind of moves forward or doesn't move forward at this point, that's all she wrote for 2020. So it's a really pivotal time for the legislature.
Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's WPR State Capitol reporter Laurel White. We talked to her about the wrap-up of the State Assembly for 2020 and the chances for measures going forward in the State Senate and at the governor's desk. Coming up, a recent report shows that Wisconsin led the nation in cuts to environmental protection funding over the past decade. We'll take a look at those numbers. Now, Judith Sears-Poisson joins me in the studio for the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. It's the last day. We don't have too much longer to ask for your support. That support is the largest source of funding for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we have just a few minutes left in this hour. And in full disclosure, we have blown past our goal of 15 donors. We have gotten 23 so far.
Yep.
Eight over, but you know what? As Rob said, this is the last day of the drive. So thank you so much if you've already given, but if not...
If not, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your gift, even after the drive is over, it'll keep on funding the programs you enjoy.
In that last segment, we got an update on what bills are headed to Governor Evers' desk with the legislature wrapping up its session for the year. We also learned what bills did not make it out of the Senate or the Assembly. We are so lucky to have WPR's Laurel White and Sean Johnson covering all the twists and turns of state politics and interpreting what's going on for us. These are the kinds of conversations you can count on from Central Time.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation makes it all possible. Choose an amount that works for you and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, you can get the brand new cozy and stylish WPR hat. This knit hat is USA made right here in Wisconsin. Support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride wherever you go. It starts with your gift of $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
I would say closets and closets full of clothes that I never wore.
I bought a pair of backcountry skis a few years ago that I have never used.
I bought an extremely cheap violin case that was so cheap that I threw it away within 10 minutes of opening it.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Judith Sears-Poisson. Listener support really is the biggest source of funding for the programs you rely on it. That's why your gift matters during this winter membership drive. Give $10 a month or $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on the Ideas Network to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language so you know how they'll affect you.
For you to get programs that are relevant to your life, we rely on your financial support. It's the single largest source of our funding. That's why we ask if you've never given before, maybe now make your first ever contribution, maybe $10 a month or $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, lunch out, a mid-afternoon snack, maybe you're eating it now, streaming a movie or music, that all adds up. It's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Here's the secret. Wisconsin Public Radio is also a part of your routine. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn, a source of maybe some companionship as you drive or cook or wherever or whenever you listen to us. We are part of your routine, and I hope you put some value on it. If so, spend some money on it today. You can start with maybe a dollar a day. That would be $30 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount to give online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Inching our way toward doubling our goal this hour on this last day of our drive. That'd be fantastic.
That would be wonderful.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just a number. But it'd be a nice number.
We'd feel good.
I'd feel really good. Five more gifts would get us there. You can do it and get your gift in on this last day of the drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio with your gift. And don't forget, you can ask for the new WPR hat. This knit cap is both stylish and cozy. Plus, it's made right here in Wisconsin. It's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And when you ask for yours, tell us whether you say pom or pom-pom. I'm a double pom-pom.
You know, I never, except for these pledges, I never really know what to call it. That the thing.
Yeah.
On
pom-pom.
Top of the hat.
It's a pom-pom.
That thing we call it around here.
the fuzzy ball.
The fuzzy hat thing. Well, you can get that hat. And by the way, this is the last day of the drive. Your last chance to get entered into a drawing for one of five $500 travel agent gift cards.
That's
so
cool.
A big travel bonus might be yours. You're automatically entered when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's 888-202-2552, WPR.org. Carla in Chippewa Falls says, I listen to WPR every day. I love the Ideas Network talk shows and all the great news. WPR feels like a community of interesting friends. Carla, thank you so much. You can make your gift right now on this last day of the drive, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.